Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. We Never Know How High We Are, by Emily Dickinson. We never know how high we are till we are called to rise. And then, if we are true to plan, our statuers touch the skies. The heroism we recite would be a daily thing, did not ourselves the cubits warp for fear to be a king. The Dream, by Edna St. Vincent Millay. Love, if I weep, it will not matter, and if you laugh, I shall not care. Foolish am I to think about it, but it is good to feel you there. Love, in my sleep, I dreamed of waking. White and awful, the moonlight reached over the floor, and somewhere, somewhere, there was a shutter loose. It screeched, swung in the wind. And no wind blowing. I was afraid and turned to you, put out my hand to you for comfort, and you were gone, cold, cold as dew. Under my hand the moonlight lay. Love, if you laugh, I shall not care. But if I weep, it will not matter. Ah, it is good to feel you there. Dearest Marilyn, why didn't you speak up? Why didn't you say something? All of the moments where you kept silence as your secret lover, why didn't you just scream? I'm just now learning that my rage is sacred, so pardon me for wanting to power through these pages with a blowtorch. You were so good, so pure, so angelic, and they had to demonize you. They took something so natural, so sacred, so expansive, and shrunk you down to a plain white halter dress. Little did they know of your witching ability to alchemize all the vanilla in the world into a hot fudge chocolate fucking sundae with rainbow sprinkles and the juiciest red sex pot cherry on top. They saw your beaming icy blue eyes and platinum blonde hair and said to themselves, "Yep, she's the devil in human form." How could they? How could they do that to you? And here's that sacred rage coming in. How could you allow it? Because every day I feel the strongest wave of your energy coursing through me, revitalizing and invigorating me for this treacherous and wild journey we call life. You know, I've always been more of an ice cream gal like yourself. Never much for pie, even though life keeps serving me many servings of the humble variety. I know you. I know my imperfections. And I know you spoke up when you needed to. And that all played out as it was magically meant to then, now, and forevermore. Brood, by Maggie Devers. The three hens at my daughter's school are oblivious to egg prices, concerned with lunch scraps and the stray termite, and their stair perch when the sun dips low. I wonder how they spend evenings and weekends, if they miss the sound of child song or the Sunday scaries set in. I imagine they commune with their comrades, offer jokes and such for trade. My daughter assures me chickens dislike the mud, and I'm inclined to believe her. Dewdrops by Myra Vila Wilds. Watch the dewdrops in the morning shake their little diamond heads, sparkling, flashing, ever moving from their silent little beds. See the grass? Each blade is brightened, roots are strengthened by their stay. Like the dewdrops, let us scatter gems of love along the way. Proportions by Maggie Devers. I went to Catalonia the week past and can't get Gala out of my mind. It's as if Dali is inhabiting me, and all I can think about is my muse. She was luminous with her swans, and then I saw them stuffed in the library. That was a bit much, but it all was. That's why we like it. Atomic Leda, what have we made? Suspended, untouching forever, floating on the plains to sea. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.